And so I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes and take that deep healing breath, breathing into the sacred infinite presence within. Hold your breath for a few seconds and then just gently release, feeling spirit move through you now. And as you continue to breathe, release any tension in your mind or in your body. As the tension melts away, let go of any thought or fear or worry that you are allowing to keep you from realizing the truth of your being. One more deep breath, breathing in, breathing out, knowing that your sole purpose at this moment is to enter that house of prayer, to experience God, and to know that every breath is holy, every breath is divine. You are now and always immersed in the Holy Spirit of life, love, and peace. And in this consciousness, imagine yourself in the crowd that greeted Jesus in the old city as he entered, riding on that lowly donkey. People to your right and left are shouting, waving palm branches and throwing their coats on the path and shouting, save me now. You are mesmerized, not sure whether the teacher on the back of this small donkey is truly the Messiah. And as Jesus passes you, he looks deep in your eyes, into your eyes, and you are moved in a way that you've never felt before. Your feet start to move, and you follow Jesus and the crowd to the eastern wall of the Temple Mount and stand beside him as he enters the courtyard. You observe as he takes one look at the situation and seems to know that what he is seeing is not aligned with the truth of what a temple should be. You see him, you watch him, overthrowing the tables of the money changers and driving them out of the temple. And you know in the deepest part of your being that Jesus is inviting you to do exactly the same. Jesus is inviting you to turn the tables of your own consciousness, to search your soul for any embedded theology that places a limit on the love and magnificence of God. Jesus is inviting you to know the truth that God is everywhere present, an absolute good, absolute peace, absolute harmony, absolute joy. You hear Jesus say, "Is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer?" And hearing those words, you know that true prayer is centering your attention on the truth of what Spirit is. God's presence is constant. God's love is unconditional. God's will for you is only ever unfolding good. And all you have to do is open your heart and soul to expect and accept that good. Later, you come back to the temple courts again, and there is Jesus teaching. He is explaining to the crowd that God is not in the sky. He is explaining to the crowd, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is within. And slowly you feel from deep within you an inner knowing of truth, that you are an individualized expression of God, created in his image and likeness. You are on this earth to live from the truth of your being. You are on this earth to let your light shine. You are on this earth to imagine all that you can imagine God to be. So take just a few minutes now in the silence to take this into your consciousness, to contemplate these truths, and to commune with the God of your being in the silence. Let us now, together as one spiritual community, join in communal gratitude for even a few moments of true communion with all that is. Let us set the intention this Holy Week to turn the tables on any false ideas. Let us stay true to who and what we really are. Let us bear witness to what is spiritually true. And so it is, and so we joyfully accept it being. And in the name and through the power of the eternal Christ, we say amen. And let us now complete our time of prayer and meditation by prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. This day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and